We are up to Simon Shin Pei Gimel, and that's what we'll be doing today. Eini Yehudi Hadarim Shnei Yisraelim. If you have a non-Jew who shares a chotzer with two Jews, so we saw the halacha was that you need schiris reshus from the non-Jew. Ve'eina Eini Yehudi Beveso. When the non-Jew is not home for Shabbos, Eino Oser, he does not aser. Va'en Le'el Simon Shin Ayin Aleph. We had a machlokus there if he's got to be a distance away where he couldn't come on Shabbos. The first sheet there was that he's got to be at least a day's traveling distance away. And the other sheet was that it doesn't make a difference. The Yarvu, Vyu Mutarim, they make an Erev and they're Mutar, and they don't need Schiris Rishus. I mean, Schiris Rishus is not necessary from a non-Jew who's not there, even though he lives there. Bohoini Yehudi B'Shabbos, what happens if the non-Jew shows up on Shabbos? Oser, so he asers. Not only does he aser, v'ho erev bottle, and the erev becomes bottle. Now, what's the significance of the erev becoming bottle if he asers anyway? Umiyu yicholim liskarmi menu b'Shabbos. We previously learned that schiris v'shus is mutter on Shabbos. Schiris v'shus is not considered an actual kinyan; it's more of a siluk, and therefore it's mutter on Shabbos. Had he not been mevatel the erev, all you'd have to do is a new schiris v'shus. However, since we said that it's mevatel the erev, that's not sufficient. Then one of the two Yisraelim has to be mevatel his reshus to the other one. And only one yochid will be mutter in everything. Because remember, when a yochid is mevatel to a yochid, he doesn't become an oreach, and he cannot carry out his kelim into the chatzah. For Kolshkin, im meisa ovet kachovim b'Shabbos, shivat lecha lechaver v'yayochid muter. So this is the case of the non-Jew where he passed away on Shabbos itself. That means before Shabbos he wasn't around. He then shows up on Shabbos and then he passes away on Shabbos. So the halacha is that whatever erev they may have made before Shabbos is not good. So the halacha here is that all they have to do is be mevatel to one another, but there's no one to be socher reshus from. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings up the question, don't we usually say that once it was good, once you were allowed to carry on Ben HaShmoshes, then you're allowed to carry for the rest of Shabbos too? So he says that here is different, because if the non-Jew shows up on Shabbos, he must have thought of coming back before Shabbos, in which case the air of Ben HaShmoshes was not the greatest either. Now, what happens if you did a Schiris Reshus from a non-Jew, and you made an Erev, and then he was nifter on Shabbos, and his Yorish moved in? So there the Mishnah Berurah says, in that case, we would not apply this halacha that even though at the beginning of Shabbos it was good, it's not good. There we would say, mitoch that bein hashmoshes, it was mutter for him to carry, he's allowed to, they're allowed to continue carrying the entire Shabbos.